This is a love story. A love story between two women. They met in Berlin in 1942, two very different women thrown together by the war. Lili Wurst was the wife of a German soldier with four boys under the age of eight, a perfect example of Nazi motherhood. The other was Felice Schragenheim. She was 21, and unbeknown to Lily, she was Jewish. On August the 6th, Felice's grandmother, the last of Felice's family still living in Berlin, was transported to Theresienstadt. Like all the other Berlin Jews, she went from Grunwald station, the freight station. Felice never saw her again. After that, Felice tore off her yellow star, changed her name to Felice Schrader, and went underground. She was acting as a courier for the Jewish group, collecting and delivering forged documents. Felice lived recklessly because for her, in those times, there was no other way to live. And her relationship with the unsuspecting Lily was all part of the same story. A few days later, Felice did another of her disappearing acts. From an unknown address in the countryside, she wrote Lily a flirtatious postcard. "Dear and most gracious Madame, I admit I am the laziest of letter writers, but I nevertheless mean to replace my daily telephone calls with these postcards. Though the whispered nothings of phone calls don't translate too well onto paper, but I'll make up for that later. So, what's new? Air raid warnings? Trouble with Ulla? Various love entanglements? I want to know all about it, so I may send you my address tomorrow. Will you answer? I hope so, and I hope for much else besides. Till then, my friendliest regards, your Felice." Now, for the first time, Felice was able to be herself fully and honestly with Lily, and Lily, the supposed Nazi, loved Felice even more. Lily decided to get a divorce from Gunther, and in June, she and Felice wrote wedding contracts for one another. Felice wrote, "I will always love you. I will never leave you. I will do everything to make you happy. As far as circumstances permit, I will take care of you and the children. I will not prevent you looking after me. I won't look at pretty girls anymore except to prove that you are prettier. I will very rarely come home late. I will try to grind my teeth quietly at night. I will always love you."